Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for once again tuning to BS with Andy Guest for episode number 213. And that is a very cool area code, the 213. Anybody know where it's from?
No.
That would be Los Angeles, home of the Rams.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Like I said, I knew the 213, and that's also the rap group. That's why it was stuck in my head. Ice Cube. There's two other members, and I'm not going to say them because I'd get it wrong, and then I'd sound really stupid. I was thinking Big Pun, but like, no, that's New York. So, but anyways, so yeah, the 213, LA. So we are here on a Friday evening this month, and this is a very special episode for two reasons. One, it's going to eventually turn into a boys-only episode because Kayla is out celebrating her birthday with her girls at the casino. She had a nice massage today.
Really?
Yep. I bought her a massage for her birthday, and I said it better be a girl masseuse.
But it was really funny.
Is that why you told me to bring massage oil?
I wanted a massage, too. I mean,
am I paying your favor?
So eventually it's going to turn into that. But also, on last month's episode, we did a trivia game, which, as you guys
Someone
might...
Someone got destroyed.
I love trivia. I freaking love it. Anytime I go to a bar, if they have trivia, I am playing trivia.
For sure.
I will play the, what is the, Trivial Pursuit. I play it on the Switch all
and
the time.
I
always lose. Yep. So this week, because Kayla was not a fan of it, so that's why we're doing it again while she's not here, but I decided to look up some fifth grade questions. So we are going to do some trivia. We have Ella versus Phil.
Yes.
And
Ella looks super confident.
Because I'm in sixth grade now.
I know.
Well, okay. I'm
in like 28th grade, but I don't think it's going to help.
So we've got three categories with five questions each.
Okay.
The first one is I looked up fifth grade level questions.
Okay.
And then the second category is the Titanic.
Nice.
And then the last one is sports, but they're all sports related questions that
I should know.
You both should know the
as long
answers
as it's
to
not women's sports, I'm alright.
Alright, so we will do we'll go in order here. So like I said, there's five questions. Each one, do we want to do it where so each one is worth a number of points? So question one is worth 1 point, question five is worth five. If we do it that way, if you guess question five and you're wrong, you lose 5 points.
Oh.
Or do we just want to make it 1 point for
one
each
point.
Answer?
Probably the 1 point.
Okay. Ella, you get to pick the category first.
And then if you think that you have the answer, you have to say your name first.
Yeah, don't just shout out the answer. Because anybody, so it's a lightning round. No, lightning rounds, you get the buzzer.
How do you press buzzer?
You just...
Replace buzzer with the name Ella.
Okay.
But yeah, don't just shout out the answer.
Yeah.
And if you know it before I finish the question, you can say your name and answer. But if you're wrong, Phil can wait and let me read the whole question first. Okay.
On like Donkey Kong.
So Ella, do you want fifth grade questions, Titanic, or sports?
I want sports.
You want sports? Okay. We'll start at one.
She's your kid, man.
All right, this is an easy one. You both should know this one. Who has the most Super Bowl rings with six?
Ella. Tom Brady.
There you go.
Nice. This is already going way better than we did with your mom.
All right. You know what? Okay. Since we're not doing points or anything like the...
You just pick them.
So I can delete that question so I don't have to say one again. All right, Ella, you get the category. Sports, Titanic, or fifth grade?
Titanic.
Who played Jack in the Titanic?
Ella. Crap. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh! I was starting the timer there. Okay. All right, Ella, your category.
It's not Leonardo Da Vinci.
It is not Da Vinci. All right, fifth grade, Titanic, or sports?
Fifth grade.
What is the strongest bone in the human body?
Philip. Femur.
Phil's got it.
I didn't know that. We didn't learn that last year.
You never had an unruly girlfriend. Sometimes just kind of keep them in mind.
All right, Phil, your category.
Titanic.
What year did the Titanic sail its maiden voyage and meet its tragic demise?
1912.
Ooh, Phil ties it up.
All
right, Phil, it's your pick.
Let's go sports.
Okay. Who is the only player still in the NBA that was drafted when Phil and I were juniors in high school?
How am I supposed to know that?
Just think real hard about your dad. You got 5 seconds, and then I'm going to answer it.
Who? LeBron James?
There you go.
There it is.
Which is insane to think about.
It's crazy.
Me and Phil were in juniors in high school.
You're complaining about a rotator cuff from Stockings and Prime. And he's still smashing on people.
I had to take some ibuprofen when I got home from work from Stock and Shelves.
I took my back out, clipping my toes the other day. What the heck?
And he is still playing at an elite level in the NBA.
And
good God.
Played against 35% of everybody.
That's nuts, too, right?
Yeah.
That is.
That's such a cool stat.
That is so insane to think about. Yeah. Like, how do you play against 35% of the people that have ever played in the NBA? Yeah.
Nuts. And I think he played with like 7 or 8 current coaches.
Yes.
That's crazy.
All right, Ella, it's your category. Sports, Titanic, or fifth grade questions?
Titanic.
How long was the Titanic in feet? Hint, it's taller than the Space Needle, but shorter than the Eiffel Tower.
How close do we got to get it right?
Ella, 243 feet.
Way off.
I know. I'm just guessing.
The Space Needle's 607 feet.
Oh,
I'm going to say like 750.
Nah, okay. Nobody gets points. 882. If you would have said like 850, I would have given that.
That's pretty close.
I had no clue.
All right, still your category. Nobody got that question, so it's still you. Sports, Titanic, or fifth grade questions? Okay. Now this one's about the movie Titanic. How many Academy Awards did the movie Titanic win? Hint, it's the same number as players on the field for each team during a football game.
14?
Nope.
Was
11?
11. It really won 11?
That won 11 Academy Awards.
Just killed everything.
And weirdly enough, Leah wasn't even nominated.
Yeah, it's because he froze to death before he could finish his lines. That bitch.
All right, Phil, your category.
Fifth grade.
What body part is responsible for getting rid of toxins? Hint, I'm going to need Ella's before I'm 50.
Liver.
Good job.
There you go. Good That's job. 3 for Ella. 4 for Phil, 3 for Ella. Ella, you're up. What category? What South American city has the statue of Jesus Christ, the Christ the Redeemer? Hint, Dom Toretto and Hobbs killed the chief of police here in Fast Five and pissed off his son.
Crap.
I don't know. Philip, I'm going to say, is it Sao Paulo?
No.
Or Brazil?
It's in Brazil. Brazil's a country.
Europe's a continent. Right?
Okay. Nobody gets it. It's Rio.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, I fucked that up. Sao Paulo, what is that? That's like half of an NBA player's name. Paulo Gasol.
Alright, your category again.
What was it? Sports.
What year were the Sonics stolen from Seattle, which is also considered the worst year in American sports history for a single season, as the Mariners became the first team to have over $100 million payroll and lose over 100 games, the Huskies went 0-12, the Seahawks went 4-12, and we didn't have a hockey team yet?
Oh, wow.
2009.
So close.
Eight.
Phil, you want to take a guess?
You want to take a second guess?
No, she doesn't get a second guess.
No. I'm going to say...
Movies, but I don't remember.
Oh, fuck.
2008.
Oh, my God.
Worst sports year in history. All right, Phil.
Fifth grader.
Oh, what country is home to animals such as kangaroos, dingoes, and wallabies?
Ella, Australia.
There, okay.
Nice.
4. All right, Ella. Fifth grade questions. Okay. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, and Hamlet?
Ella Shakespeare.
Nice. Good job.
Okay. She ties it up at 5.
I had a whole lesson on
We've got 1 left in Titanic and 2 left in sports.
Sports.
Only 2 players in the 21st century have won the NFL's Triple Crown Award, which is most catches, most yards, and most touchdowns. Steve Smith won it in 2005. Who won it in 2021?
Ella, Tom Brady.
No. You should know.
Michael Thomas.
Cooper Kupp.
Dang it! I knew it was from the Rams.
Right?
I'm like, Rams.
Dang it.
All right, LF, do you want to close out sports or close out Titanic?
Close out Titanic.
All right. What year was the Titanic found? Hint, the world wasn't as cool yet because I was still in my mom's belly.
Ooh. I'm
going to
give you...
1985. Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
All right, Phil. It's your chance to... Oh, if Phil gets this right, I don't have a tiebreaker question here. All right. Sports. Which Pac-12 team had 13-0 shirts made and proudly wore them during the national championship game only to get their asses handed them by Cam Newton in the national championship to go 12-1?
Oh, man. Cam Newton played for Auburn.
Which team do I really hate?
Yeah. Quack, quack.
Oh, Oregon.
Right? Oregon. All right, Ella wins.
You did. Good job. Good game.
Knew I'd win.
That was hard fought.
I want to do more of that. That was fun.
Well, I thought of 15 questions, bro. That's all I got. All right, Ella is your champion.
Until next time.
With a 7-5 win. Next time we'll have to let Kayla come up with questions, and the three of us can play. Well, Kayla.
No, because then you're gonna win.
That's true. I will. That's not true. If your mom is coming up with the questions, I might not.
True.
So.
I want to talk more sports. Talk sports.
You want to talk sports? Yeah. What do you want to say about sports?
I don't know.
Oh.
When's baseball coming back on? Andy doesn't like the Mariners anymore.
No, I refuse to give them any of my money.
Yeah.
I'm still a Mariners fan, so.
It's not too late for you, kid. You can get out now.
I like Julio. I like JP.
We do love Julio, and if there was ever like a great drawing of Julio, everybody should definitely buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a guy.
All right, Ella, get on out of here. Go check on your doggy. Thank you for playing, and congratulations on your victory.
Winner. Did a good job.
All right. All righty. So now the kid's gone. We've got no Kayla in here. We can take our pants off and fart all we want now.
We can. It's the one good time we're glad that there's no video on this podcast.
That's true. I'm in sweatpants. I'm lounging. Eventually we'll do the feed, the live feed or whatever, but today is not that day.
I was listening to a couple guys that do a pretty funny podcast. Everything's kind of off the cuff. And they were talking about, like, how in Dave Chappelle's new special, he was saying that if he had to go to prison, he would instantly identify as transgender. So he would go to a woman's prison, and then he'd put up his fisticuffs, and he'd be like, "Bitch, give me your fruit cup." You know what I'm saying? Like, crazy.
I haven't heard his stand-up, but I saw all the Twitter, the X, getting all upset about it.
So they were saying, well, that's legendary, because you go there and you're just all around women. Of course, you're going to be, like, in the locker room with them and stuff. And one guy was saying, that's awesome. There's, like, 15 chicks and you. And then the other one was like, that's my absolute fucking nightmare. Because half of those chicks are lesbians, so they're not impressed anyways. And they're all looking at your tiny little dick. Like, that's a fucking nightmare. And I was like, there's a point there. You know, like, if you get everything you want, when you really think it through, you probably don't fucking want that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah, when you're younger, you're like, yes, give me multiple women. And you get older, like, no. Because one, it's the dealing with multiple women. But then also I can sometimes satisfy one.
You know what the hardest part is? Is like equally doling out compliments. Because it's not, I'll say something nice for you, and then you, and you, and you. Different compliments hit people differently. And sometimes... if you do a compliment that either, if that's not the lady's love language, or maybe she's self-conscious about what you think is cool, then all of a sudden that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Or ladies are really, like, intuitive, and they can kind of feel, like, empathy. And if they feel, like, it's not what you said, it was how you said it kind of bullshit. And if the other chick, like, kind of really took that in the, oh, I'm number one, then all of a sudden something that doesn't exist now is like a measuring contest, and it's just, I don't know. It makes so much sense when it's choreographed on Pornhub, but I don't know what the success rate is in real life, you know?
Not very high.
I mean, are we saying that because we're not having threesomes right now?
That could be.
I mean, we're just haters. Hey.
It's the haters' ball.
It's the haters' ball. I'm still hoping that we do a best of 2023. But you've been working your ass off lately, so I understand.
Dude, I know. I am so not used to getting up at 6 in the morning.
That's too early, man.
It is. So
well, getting up's fine, but like you're like working at 7. That's early.
Well, and it's fine until like 1. Like when I get up, I'm not tired when I wake up. Like, I'm fine.
You're gonna crash.
And then, yeah. Like, we had my grandma's 90th birthday on Wednesday, which was awesome.
How's her health?
She's doing good.
Is she still pretty sharp?
Yeah, well... Yeah, I mean, she forgets a lot, but yeah.
Should I forget a lot?
But she's still very quick with a little insult or a little jab. If you say something stupid, she's still quick with that.
Good.
And
that shit keeps you young.
It does. And yeah, she played fantasy football with us this year. And
yeah, she got defeated though, didn't she? She didn't win one.
It was not a good year for pick number 8. But last year
it was not a good time for her to pick Mahomes. Didn't really
do it. Yeah.
Yet they're still playing.
But, so yeah, we had dinner reservations at 4 o'clock at Mama's Tortinas. And at first I was like, God, that's so early. But
no,
then
I
was so happy we got done.
You're like home by 6?
I came home and I was like, I'm going to bed.
Fuck yeah.
And it sucks being ready to go to bed that early, but.
I'm starting to get over, like, feeling bad about it, you know? Like, I went to, like, where did I go? I went somewhere that, like, could have been a bar, but is more just casual. Oh, my sister had a birthday.
Okay.
And we went to the Red Dog Inn or something.
Oh, hell yeah. Where you pour, cool you pour your own beers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
it. So it had, like, the vibe, but it was still fairly, like, family friendly.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, and I felt out of place there. So if I was at a place I would have been in my 20s, I wouldn't have known, like, I would have wanted to wash the seat off because who knows what's on it. All the shit. It happens all of a sudden. Like, you get in a groove, especially with COVID. You get 2 years where you're just focusing on your family and work, and you're not really leaving the house, except you're probably cooking grocery. You're cooking meals at home, so you're just going to the grocery store. And then you're back to it, but now you're older, and you're getting a little bit tired, and you're not really wanting to chase tail because you're in love now. It just changes everything.
Yeah, I went to the Red Dog. Kayla had a thing at the Hand in Stone massage place there. And she was like, do you want to come with me? I'm like, no, why would I want to go? She's like, you can go to the Red Dog. Rather. Okay, yeah, I'll go. So, yeah.
It's a pretty cool vibe.
Yeah, I got to hang out there. I tried the pizza, which was delicious.
It was a little pricey, or maybe I just don't go out anymore. But, you know, I mean, I think for a full beer, it was like $8 or $9.
Depending on what you drink. But, I never poured a pint glass up all the way. Because that was a cool thing, because it was like, all right, let me get like 6 ounces in each one and try it. I tried a couple different ones. So at the end, I had the equivalent of like 2.5 beers, but I drank like 6 different things. So it was, I kind of liked that.
Did you flip it upside down and push it in that circle and it sprayed all the water up like you're a bartender and shit?
No, I did not.
I did it like 5 times, and at the end, my sister was like, you know, like, they don't clean that, right? Like, everyone's, like, lips are just doing the same thing you're doing. And then I have this bitter canker sore for the next couple of weeks. I figure that's probably why.
No, when I was paying my tab, because Kayla got done and Caitlin walked over there, and as I was paying my tab and leaving, she saw the cookies there.
And, oh, the dog treats?
Yeah, but she didn't know they were dog treats.
She bought them for herself?
She was getting ready. I was like, these are such cool little Seahawks cookies. And the lady told her, like, those are dog treats.
Oh, wow.
Still bought one and gave it to LeBron. And, but she was like, oh, I wish you wouldn't have told her that.
You woke up in the middle of the night and you heard a crunch. You turn on the light and you're like, you're not. And she's like, don't judge me. Go back to bed.
But they do. They look like cookies.
And they're legit. Like, they're beautifully done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
All righty. So... I see on the top list here, hobbies. So the thing I've been looking at for a long time, and I haven't pulled the trigger on it, but I really want to, is Babbel. I really want to get the, like, to learn another language.
Do you got a language in mind?
I mean, Spanish at first, but now they're doing all these deals where, like, if you buy the, you spend a little bit extra, you can get all the languages, and you've got a lifetime subscription.
Whoa, that's a good deal.
And it's like $260, but you get all 25 languages that they offer, and it's not a monthly subscription. It's like, I should just do it. Because, yes, Spanish would be the first one, because one, odds are I'm just going to Mexico for vacation.
Yeah.
But two, that's the, you know, the second most spoken language here, so it makes the most sense to learn that one first. But it would be cool to learn, you know, Italian or something. So that is definitely, that's the hobby I want to do, and I need to just do it, because the problem is finding the time to do the lessons. It's like, sorry, I'm in my car a lot, I can do it. But it's not like my last job where I was on the car, you know, driving to Spokane, where I'm in the car for 4.5 hours straight. Now it's short bursts, and am I really... I just listen to the radio now. I don't have time to,
but like... maybe that would be good for listening, because you wouldn't get burnt, or, like... because when you're learning something new, it's always a lot harder on your brain. And if you just keep on pounding at it and pounding at it, you get distraught. But if it's just 20 minutes at a time, and even if you had to, in that same day, if you had 5 different 20-minute drives... if you listen to that same 20 minutes 5 times, it's just going to beat it into your brain.
That's true. That's true.
I found that with guitar. Like, when I'm playing really consistently, I'm way too close to it, so I feel like I'm always on this plateau, and I always get discouraged. But if there's something that's out of my control that, like, maybe keeps me from even playing, even practicing at all for, like, a week, and then I come back to it, even though I'm rusty, after my fingers warm up, it's almost... I don't get better, but I realize that I was getting better every single day, but now I've stepped away, so I'm not too close to it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, I've been on the fence about I was going to do it, like, probably like February of last year, and I just never did it. And then I keep seeing now, because the way algorithms work, they keep popping up for me all the time telling me to do it.
That shit is real. Anyone who says that everyone isn't, you're not totally on a grid, you are.
Oh,
you
know, yeah. Like, I've searched for it, like I said, it's been a while, but they keep popping up. So that's something I really want to do. And even, like, I don't need to, like, become fluent in the language, but just enough to not feel like a jackass when I'm, you know, going down to Cabo, where everybody also speaks English. But it would be nice to, one, be able to communicate in their language, and then also to know the shit they're saying behind me when they don't think I can speak their language.
Well, yeah, you want a perfect example on why, like, $269 is definitely worth it for Babbel. Last time I went down to Mexico, I went to one of their pharmacias, and I was trying to get... I kept on trying to say party drug in Mexico, in Mexico, in Spanish, but I didn't know how to. So I kept on kind of, like, dancing, like, with my hands in a wave motion and stuff. Okay. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah. She gave me a fucking sleeping pill. And so I'm railing these things, trying to think about the time of my life, and I'm just passing out every night. And I wake up, and I'm like, hey, like, did I have a lot of fun? They're like, no, you've been sleeping the entire time. I said, oh, man.
Well, that's like when we were in Mexico, and Kayla got stung by a bee in the pool, and we went to the pharmacy, and we just wanted to get allergy medicine, and we couldn't find the ones. We're like, we want ones that are non-drowsy. And we found somebody, and we thought we communicated non-drowsy. Like, yeah, it's that one. And then she takes them, she posted on Facebook, and like, no, that's drowsy. And Kayla was out for like the next 8 hours.
Yeah. Still swollen, but sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to go down to the beach by myself now. Like, yeah. So just a little stuff like that. Like I said, I mean, if I became fluent, that'd be awesome. But it would just be nice to know more than margarita, cerveza, por favor, baños.
And they just roll their eyes like stupid white guy.
Right. You know? Yeah. What about you?
I'm getting into fish, man. Which is kind of weird, because, like...
Fish or fishing?
Fish. Yeah, like at home.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
In a tank.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I've always kind of thought that, like, a pet isn't worth anything unless you can, like, play with it and, like, walk it around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, like, a snake and reptiles, it was kind of like... most of them don't even want to be touched, so your relationship is just staring through the glass. But when you're really busy and you travel a lot, like I do, they can kind of keep care of themselves. And when they're lower, like fish are not low maintenance because you're always cleaning, but you're not having to do a lot of stuff with the fish.
Right.
But you can still really enjoy it. And I'm in the very beginning stages. I have the water and all the decor in, and I got to have it go through a full cycle so the bacteria gets good. But I went to a nice fish shop in Lakewood, and they had some really cool things. And they even have glow-in-the-dark fish and stuff. So I fuck around with that. So I'm about to be Deuce Bigelow. I just got to make sure I don't put that lionfish in the blender. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna get the hanging thing for the sit-ups too? I mean, that's how it breaks.
Dude, look at me right now. I'm dying. If I'm hanging, there's no way I'm releasing myself.
I ain't getting back up. I'm gonna get a call.
Fuck me. I'm more like the gigolo that was in the hot tub and he was eating the sandwich and the tomato was floating around and he just picked it up and started eating it. It was stuck to his chest.
That is an underrated movie.
Really, I really didn't enjoy that one. I still quote that, but it's far enough away that a lot of people don't remember or never saw it. So when I'm just saying, that's a huge bitch, they're like, why did you call that lady a bitch? It's a part of the show, bro. Chill out.
And it sucks because Rob Schneider is such a douche now.
I haven't heard that. What do you mean?
He's very MAGA.
Oh.
Very outspoken about it, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not a lot of celebrities have really taken that stance. Do you think that's because most celebrities are Democrats, or they just decide it's not their fight?
It's a weird thing.
Other than Kanye, I mean, I don't really... Nobody really, preaches it.
It's really weird, because, if one speaks for one, then... If one comes out and says something for one political candidate, they're like... Shut up, stick to politics, or stick to whatever, stick to music,
just
stick
dribble.
To, yeah, shut up and dribble. But then if they speak out for the one you like, you're like, yeah, I fucking love this guy.
Yeah.
But wait, you just told this other person to shut up and stick to their thing.
We're dividing shit too much. At the end of the day, we're all Americans. We need to love each other.
Yep, I agree. I don't want to get political. So.
What else we got?
Recently I ordered something and I was tracking my package online. It was taking a while to get here and I was getting a little pissed off about it. I'm like,
I've heard that FedEx knows if you are shipping a fleshlight and they purposely lose that shit.
That's
probably the problem.
Okay. Well, but still I'm able to track where it is at all times.
It's in a dumpster in New York. I just can't get it on a truck.
So I'm just wondering, how does somebody buy something for a lot of money across the country and not be able to track where it is?
That's
at all times.
I was trying to make fun of you, and you were making fun of me the whole time.
That whole thing, yeah. That was all just to lead.
Oh, my gosh.
That was all just to lead into the car.
Fuck. I know. I never thought that I would ever do something, Do you guys ever just, if you don't journal at the end of the year, do you look back on all your decisions, and you've had some really good ones, you have some ones that didn't really go either way, and then you had some really fucking shitty ones. And it's just in the moment, whenever you made all of the decisions, you thought you had your best interest. Unless you're too drunk trying to take home a hippo, you love yourself and you want the best for yourself. But looking back, you're just why did I think that was a good idea? And it's too soon because this thing hasn't even finished yet, but yeah, I was looking to get into an old car, and there really isn't any locally, so then you're okay, well, if I'm going to have to fly or drive it home or pay someone to put it on a truck, then let's just try to get, the closest to what I want possible. Well, the closest I want possible is the furthest you can drive in America from Puyallup, Washington. So, somewhere in Massachusetts, on the Cape, actually on an island, it's a 40-minute drive from the island to the ferry. It's a 45-minute ferry boat to East Sandwich. And East Sandwich is the closest trucking company will touch. So the seller had an hour and a half commute time just to get to the furthest point anyone I could pay to pick this thing up. And mind you, it's in the worst month of the year for weather.
Jesus Christ.
It's probably being pelted with hail right now. Like, I have just had a steady dose of NyQuil 24 hours a day. Because when I think about it too much, you just go, what the fuck, man? Like, you know, I mean, you know, we both work hard for our money. You know, we don't have pensions and, you know, and trust funds and stuff. Like, you know, we know the value of it. And it just, I don't know. I've been, anyone who knows me, well, anyone that walks in my booth and doesn't know me goes, oh my gosh, you are the most patient person I've ever known in my life. And then anyone that knows me would laugh at that and go, Philip doesn't know how to spell patience. And I'm, here I am putting myself, this is day 10 of just consistent problem solving, and like at least four separate times I thought that it was all fucked and the money was lost.
Okay, so real quick, before you tell me, what is this?
Yeah, so my dad had a 72 Nova in high school and then had to sell it because he was an Air Force brat and they had to move all of a sudden. And he always tried to track it down, but never could. And he had one photo, but it was a Polaroid, and it was just of, like, the front half of the car. It was just, it was a horrible photo. But he has probably a dozen stories that really piece together, like, really influential years in his of his, you know, young adulthood. So I've always had my eye on that. And I figured that maybe this is midlife crisis. You know, even if you can't afford it, if you're 50, you got to... You got to get what you want to get before your body doesn't allow you to get it. And obviously, I'm still young enough, but it just kind of slowly came. And I found, you know, there's 4 years that kind of have the same type of look as this car, but there's only 1 year that was my dad's. And I was like, okay, well, and then they come with like super booty wheels. And my buddy in high school had a nice Mustang, and he had these perfect American Racing wheels.
For me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they're just, no matter what the car, like that, if I had $5,000, that's what I'm going to buy. And then, no, none of these cars are red because red paint is like super expensive and for all the reasons why no one has a red car. But this car is red and it has the wheels and it's the same year. It's just 3,100 miles away. Like, so, it is. On an 18-wheeler, it's 2.5 days into what they say is a 5-day journey if they don't break down or Mother Nature doesn't, like, push it into a ditch. So I am...
Is it insured at least while it's on the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I paid more for it to be on the top. It's a double-decker truck. I paid more for it to be on the top in hopes that road debris and stuff won't hit it. But I couldn't afford to have it indoors, which is probably ideal. But, I mean...
So on the top, you're not going to get road debris, but if there is hailstorms and stuff.
You're getting all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, so that is something I just saw the other day. A buddy of mine posted on Facebook, and it was this old guy. He got his Lamborghini, and he was like, work your ass off so you can retire and get everything you want. And this old guy, and he was saying, no, that's stupid, because this old guy, he got this Lamborghini that he'd been saving his whole life for. And the video was him getting out of the car, and he could barely get out of the car because it's so low to the ground. It's like, he can't enjoy this. He's 70 years old. He finally got the Lamborghini he'd been saving his whole life for. It was his dream. He can't enjoy it because he's so old. Like, you have to basically sit on the ground to get into a Lamborghini. Like, it would be hard for me and you to get into a Lamborghini. And that was, so that's kind of what I'm thinking about. It's like,
that's kind of sad.
You're right. It's like, You always want to push it off till you can. You know, you've got all these, you know, you've got your nest egg set away to do this thing. But at some point you have to realize, no, don't do that. Don't wait until, all right, I can finally do this, but I don't get to enjoy it anymore. Because if you're 60, 70 years old, all right, you can get your Nova. It's going to be easier to get into than a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
But you're not going to enjoy being out there driving as much. You'll get to drive it around, but you're not going to enjoy... Oh, hey, I'm down in Sumner on this backcountry road. Nobody's around. Let me fucking stomp on this. You're not going to want to do that when you're 70 years old.
You know, so, and I've kind of thought about that, and I figured that the only losers in this situation are my customers, because I can't afford booth fees for any of these shows anymore. So I'm going to be popping up on the side of the road. So if there's like, if there's a dirty like cul-de-sac or something, you know, there's always a guy selling honey like on the side of the road. I'll be right next to him. Cause that's
we got a guy across the street from the gas station here that always pulls up and he, you know, he's selling his jerseys and stuff. Yep. You can just pop
right
up
there. Yeah.
Pop up with your Nova. sell your artwork.
Oh shit.
But no, you do have to go out and enjoy the stuff while you still can. Like for me it's not muscle cars. If I were ever going to get an old car, the only one, I mean, I would be happy like if somebody like if the opportunity came, like, yeah, I'd love to get like an old Camaro or something like that, but it's not a dream of mine. The only old car I'd ever want would be a 57 Bel Air.
No shit.
Yeah.
My uncle has one. He's the one that came over and saw the video as a car.
Okay. But for me, it's the it's imports. I don't know why. There's nothing.
You don't have a memory or a moment.
Nope.
I mean, they are
nobody.
Cool looking.
Nobody I've ever known has had
one. They're almost that Pleasantville type of old.
Yeah, it was kind of
those put big motors into them.
Those were kind of like the crossover between. It was kind of that suburban lifestyle, but also kind of a muscle car. It was like the first
like sport.
Yeah, it was the first blend of.
Yeah, I agree.
This is like a commuter car, but also it's. It was like the first, I guess, kind of like the end of the American dream, sort of, really. It was the, here you can be muscle and fast, but it's also a nice little commuter car.
So your lover can give you some love, you know what I'm saying?
And you can get the two-toned. And
beautiful. Yeah. All right.
So that, if I were going to go, but for me, we're talking about it, you know.
You sent an old Skyline photo.
Yeah, I'm an import guy.
I didn't even know Skylines were that old.
And yeah, the one I sent you was one that was like super tricked out, and I wouldn't want one like that. Like, you're like very punk rock, or I think that's what he said. It's like, I just found a cool one to send. But yeah, for me, it would be, I would love, it's the imports for me. Like, my dream would be to get an old RX-7 or an old Skyline or something
crazy
like that.
Not to bring my dad up again. So after he had to sell this Nova.
Fuck you and your dad that you like.
Hey, he can be your dad too. He's a nice guy.
Hey, by the end of this year, we will legally have the same last name.
What do you mean?
My passport expires this year, so I'm legally going to change my name finally.
Good. It's going to be Mac?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that has to accept you. That way, right?
And that is one good thing. I don't know there, but so with this company, they asked my preferred name. And I wrote Andy Mack, and my business cards all say Andy Mack.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that the first time with a business where something happened like that?
Yeah.
Good.
I was like, oh shit.
I thought you were gonna say Karen.
All right. So anyway, so your dad. So.
Yeah. So after he had to, as he was moved with his family and had to sell that, he was working, and he just told me this last week because we were talking about how expensive it is to buy an old car. Versus like back in the day when they were just new, because nobody knew how fucking cool they were, right? Like, it was just whatever the new car was.
Right.
And he bought a brand new RX-7 in like 1981.
I don't want that old though.
Okay.
I didn't like the style.
You want like...
I like the early 90s. Okay. Yeah, the early 90s. Yeah. Those
he
are
said
fast.
That they are they're fast and they're on rails. They are just, they're a little go-kart. He said it was his favorite car to drive.
Same with the 80s Supras. They were fast, but I don't like the look of those.
Oh, they're ugly. They look like the Toyota Celicas. And,
And 100% it is Fast and the Furious influence of it. But now looking back, it's like that Supra there on my wall that I'm pointing that you guys can't see, that body style I love. And the one before that, yes, they were just as fast, and some of them are even faster, but I did not like the look of them.
Yeah.
That looks good. And same, I feel like the Eclipse, that's never been what I want, but... That was the cool Eclipse. Those were, when we were in high school, that thing was freaking awesome.
Yeah. But you know what? None of them are around anymore. I don't think they're built very well.
Yeah. That's true. The Eclipses, you don't see the Eclipses around. You do still see the Honda Civics and even the Integras more often.
Yeah. A lot of those old Toyota Camrys are still around.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, because Camrys, you didn't drive them the way that
that's
people
true.
Drove
Eclipses. You put a supercharger in a Camry, is that what you're saying?
God, yeah. So yeah, I think. But so for me, I'd want my dream car purchase would be like I've talked about it multiple times. Is I don't want to go old. I would like the new version of the Supra. but I would paint it exactly like that. Yeah. But for me, it's because it's a combination of, if I had the option to get one of those and it was cheaper, I would do it. But for me, it's, I don't have the wherewithal to do all the upgrades and all the upkeep that it would require. If I bought a 1993 Toyota Supra, it still cost me like $60,000 to get one. And then what am I going to do? I don't know how to upgrade it to make it what I want it to be.
And that's hard, because when you're an adult, you can't take like an everyday elected class in high school where you can learn. Like, you can't give 90 minutes 5 days a week to having someone teach you how to do this stuff. You know, or then by our age, you kind of, unless you're really good on YouTube, you have a lot of time, you kind of just got to pay people.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I could buy an old Supra, just like a mid-90s Supra in great condition. Those cost $65,000 to $70,000.
Jeez.
And then I would still have to pay the money to paint it and get it how I want it to look. Or I could buy a brand new 2024 Supra GTR, or not GTR, GT whatever. that's my car knowledge. But the brand new one, 0-60 in 4.5 seconds, out the door, painted orange already, so I just have to get the decals on it. $65,000.
Yeah.
I'm paying the same price and I'm getting a brand new car. So for me, it's like, But yeah, I never had that love for the muscle cars. I appreciate them, but for me, it was never.
You know, one thing that is kind of cool is I've, because, you know, it is pricey, and because I'm going to have to sell next to the honey guy for the next year, I really looked into not just what is the car going to cost, but obviously what's it going to cost putting on a truck, and then what's it going to cost for insurance, and then what's it going to cost for, you know, is it just the normal sales tax and licensing stuff? And if you splurge and if you go for the collector's plate,
yes,
you only have to pay tax and registration once, and then it's done. So yep. I think it's going to be a little bit bigger of a bite next week when I have to do that, but then I don't have to go to the DOL again, which would be really nice.
Dude, how much more is it?
I don't know that yet. Yeah. But I'm looking.
But yeah, you get that collector plate on it, and then you want to put tabs on it.
As long as I don't do something stupid to it or wreck it, I've never owned a vehicle that's going to appreciate.
That's true. Which
is super weird, right?
Yeah. Everything.
I didn't talk to Brett, but Brett's got that Camaro. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he loves it. And he had that ever since high school.
Yep, he still got it. His dad really wants to finally put it in his garage. It still stays in his parents' garage.
That must be nice. That's another thing. When you decide to buy a toy, you instantly realize my garage that had a little bit of room for my bullshit plus one car does not have enough room for two cars. Right?
Right? I've got plenty of room, but I would have to get rid of so much shit. I have a three-car garage, but yeah, I would have to get rid of so much shit just to fit something in there.
Can I pull a Brett and leave this in your garage?
Yeah, storage fee. Sure.
It might be worth it.
But first you have to clean the shit out.
Okay.
All right. So football and your favorite Pete Carroll memory. You know, honestly, it's hard to come up with, like, Pete Carroll was such a legend and did so much for this team. It's hard to, like.
Do you think he'll be in the Ring of Honor?
100% he'll be in the Ring of Honor, without a doubt. And I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame as well.
Wow.
But before he gets in there, I really hope they finally put Mike Holmgren in.
Yeah.
Because Mike Holmgren won one with the Packers, brought the Seahawks to one, and he deserves it too. But I think my favorite Pete Carroll memory, and it's probably just recency bias, his press conference last week when after, you know, the news came out, just hearing him talk about how much he loved this team, and then seeing him break down and cry talking about his wife, like, that was awesome. Because there's no one memory that, like, there's so many, like, memories I have of the Seahawks and the teams that he led, but nothing makes me think, oh, that was Pete Carroll. You know, there's the even with, like, Richard Sherman, there's plays and moments, but then you can also remember, oh, yeah, the post-game press conference with Aaron Andrews where he was calling on Michael Crabtree. Like, that was the thing. With Pete Carroll, there was nothing like that. But
do you remember when Pete Carroll was playing pregame catch and broke his nose because he missed and the ball hit him in the face?
But you couldn't even tell that he broke his nose
because it was already fucked up. Yeah. I saw a post last week that Justin Britt wrote about him, saying that he just really appreciated the time and the fact that he drafted him, because without that chance, maybe he wouldn't have got in the NFL. And then on top of that, I guess later in his career when he was still with the Hawks, he was having a hard time, I guess, just feeling valued or feeling the drive to go. And Pete called him aside and said, you know, Sherman is one of our most popular and our best players. But you need to find value in you being here just like he does. And if external people and energies make Sherman feel like that just when he walks through the door, you need to create those inner ones, because you're just as influential as he is. But if you don't believe it, nobody else is gonna. And he said that that really stuck with him. It was a really nice, and probably a lot of people know that that Britt was like our center for 5 or 6 years, but I was able to work with him a little bit. And I just thought that was really nice, because, you know, now he doesn't play at all. He doesn't owe Pete anything. So when you still do something, that means you really feel it.
Well, one thing I liked is there was a lot of Seahawks that left after, you know, the glory days, you know, the Legion of Boom and all that, that left, and they had gotten tired of Pete's, basically his positivity, his rah-rah attitude. But then they all came back to support him. They realized that might have, like, worn out on them, that positive, you know, just that constant. Honestly, I mean this as the biggest compliment. It kind of reminds me of a guy like Mike Renard, who is just always positive. And I'm wondering, how are you so positive all the time? Man. Right. But it's just, it's not an accident. It's a mentality that they strive to be at, and they work hard to do what they do and be that positive all the time. And just like I said, Mike reminds me of, not necessarily like I think of Mike, I think of Pete Carroll, but it's that same kind of mindset where you're always looking for the positive in every situation, which is awesome. So I get why a lot of the players, like when the team started going downhill and started losing more and more, you know, after a Super Bowl victory, a Super Bowl appearance, and then, you know, a playoff exit. And, like, they were still a good team, but they weren't winning at the rate that they were before. It's hard to keep that same positive mindset. So I could see how Pete Carroll's mindset didn't register anymore. So that's why they want to go. But the fact that every one of them came back for that press conference and got photos, Russell Wilson, Sherman, Cam, everybody came back and wanted to support him during that. I was like,
that's a big deal.
That shows that, like, he made a difference.
When people don't have to and they still do, I mean, that's the most genuine, you know, thing you can get.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, I don't really have a favorite Pete Carroll moments per se, but it just he's a legend. Like I said, he's going to be in the Ring of Honor, 100%. There's no doubt about it. He will be in that Ring of Honor. They need to start building statues outside of Lumen Field. It's weird that there aren't any, because there should be. There should be something.
Do you think we have to win more for that?
No, I mean we won a Super Bowl.
I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have statues, and they've.
I think they do though.
The playoffs than we have. Well, have
they? I think they have a Warren Sapp. Yeah, I think they have a Warren Sapp. Yeah. They're not going to put a Tom Brady.
No.
Because he wasn't there long enough.
Yeah.
But
took a long time for Griffey to be in front of Safeco.
Yeah, but now we've got Griffey and Edgar. There's two out there. Yeah. So, yeah, there should be one eventually when he goes into the hall. Honestly, Sherman jumping up for the tip. That needs to be in there.
Yeah.
It's so weird that so many statues and Ring of Honor members all consist of playing at the same time. It's weird to have that for one team. Like, me and my mom went to the Seahawks-Cowboys game, God, a decade ago now, but I went to the Dallas Stadium, and they've got, like you walk down the pathway, and there's statues.
Mm.
Like, there's so many. You know, there's Tom Landry there. There's Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith. There's everybody. Like, it was... I stopped at every single one and read all the things. Like, it was just, I don't hate the Cowboys. I don't care about the Cowboys. I'm annoyed by the Cowboys. But you, as a sports fan, it was really cool to see all of that. And it's weird to think that the Seahawks, yeah, they've got Steve Largent, but really everything in Seattle Seahawks history that deserves all of that happened in one time period.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Alexander and Walter Jones were good.
Yeah, Walter Jones deserves one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know about Alexander's such a weird one because he was so good. And then when he signed that contract, he was so bad.
Wasn't that the Madden curse everybody talks about?
Yeah, it was the Madden curse. He won MVP, was on the cover of Madden, and then signed his new deal. And then after that, it's like he just stopped.
Crazy.
It was one of the things, like, you watched him run, and if there was anybody in front of him, he didn't want to try to plow through him anymore. He just stopped.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, maybe there was injuries, maybe there's something going on that, you know, fans will never know. But from the outside looking into it, it's like, you just stopped.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we're going to have Russell Wilson. You can feel however you want to feel. I mean, he deserves a statue. He's the greatest quarterback in Seahawks history. He deserves to be there. Sherman deserves one. Earl, Cam. Maybe you just do one statue of the whole Legion of Boom. That way it's all in one. You know, you do, I don't know how you do it, but you know, you put up a pose of Wagner, of Earl. Yeah, oh, Bobby. Yeah.
All those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird because Bobby wasn't even thought of to be like, he was not one of the main members of the Legion of Boom, but yeah, he's the only one left.
Yeah.
Look at that. You got me talking about sports.
Look at that.
You
did it. How
are
we doing on time?
We got about 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
All right. What do you do with a fat tax return? I don't know. I've owed for the last 4 years.
What? Why is that?
Because 1 year we filed, I think 2018, we still, Kayla keeps saying she's got to figure out. She put in the wrong, she got Ella's social security number wrong. So they gave us the return.
And then took it back?
And then took it back. So they say we owe for that year. We don't really, but we never looked into it. And then 1 year, for whatever reason, they didn't take out any federal taxes on her paycheck. So
is that maybe a new job and she put like zero versus a one or a two or something?
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm like, how do you take out nothing? Even if you put three dependents or whatever.
How do you not notice on your stub that like nothing was taken?
And well, what I found at my new job, I just looked last month. I went and fixed it because luckily I only had 1 month, you know, on 2023 with them. It's like, you took out $57. I mean, I like my take home, but I saw what you took out $57 worth of taxes. This is not right here. What is going on? And especially since they use the same ADP payroll. So I could go in, which was the same as my last job did. So I went through and I looked like I filed the exact same way. And my paycheck from them in July, they took out $376 a paycheck. Why are you only taking out $57? What is happening here?
Weird.
So yeah, I haven't.
I think you caught it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a tax return in a long time.
So it sucked because when you were young, April was awesome. It was like free money. You're like,
well, yeah, I used to be so poor. Like I remember several years from like 20 to 24. Like I made under the threshold to pay taxes essentially. Yeah. I made like 15 grand, so.
Well, like, I think April and May are the most popular times to be in a tattoo shop, and it's because of, you know, so that's all because of that, so.
You hear that, Heidi? Set up a tattoo convention in April and May.
That's what she should do. I hear you.
Tats and cats and taxes.
That's fun.
But yeah, do you think you're getting a big one this year?
You know what? So
is it going to the Nova?
It's going to go to like an outdoor, like a storage unit so that I can put like all the shit in my garage. Cause I'd like to get like both cars in the,
yeah.
But they make these double car garages so tight.
Well, and the fact that yours is also on a huge slant too.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So I'll have to figure that out. I gotta pee. You want to wrap it?
Yeah. Hold on. Last one we got here, new show you're excited about?
You know, I'm really getting into Mayor of Kingstown. It's Taylor Sheridan on Paramount Plus with Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, yeah,
and it took a 3-year hiatus because Jeremy got ran over by that.
Yes, that snowmobile. I fucking love Jeremy Renner.
But it is fantastic, bro. It's like, oh, what is it like? It's like Yellowstone and Training Day.
Okay.
But like current in like a shitty part of Michigan.
Okay, so Michigan.
So funny. Can we name that this episode? It's a shitty part of Michigan. So Michigan.
I've only driven through Michigan. I've never actually like enjoyed Michigan.
Oh, that's so funny.
But no, I do love Jeremy Renner. He's fantastic.
I believe him in whatever he's in. He never mails it in. Like
so
he is.
You're saying you're gonna watch the Avengers?
Okay, no, I don't believe if he's wearing wings. I
he
don't
doesn't.
Know, man.
He doesn't wear the wings.
Okay.
He's the greatest Avenger, man. And so he did a show after the Avengers called Hawkeye. And it's basically him after the Avengers where he's dealing with, I'm just a regular fucking human being and I'm getting old as shit and everything hurts.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's still a badass.
We can relate to that.
Yes, but he's still a badass and has to do all these things. And this girl, I can't remember her name in it. Anyways, but like she gets involved with stuff and they think that all the stuff he does between Infinity War and Endgame, he turns into this guy named Ronan, where basically his family disappeared when Thanos did his snap thing, and he just goes fucking insane because his entire family disappeared. So he just goes over to, and he kills all these gangsters. Like they don't show it much, but in the comic, he's fucking brutal. He murders the shit out of every bad person ever, basically. And so Hawkeye picks up all his Hawkeye gear is in this museum. This girl steals it and wears it to stop some crime. And then all these people that are after Hawkeye think that she is Ronin and wants to kill him. So he has to save her. But yeah, so he's still being this badass that he is. But yeah, now he's old. It's like, oh, everything hurts.
Yeah,
I love it. So yeah, Jeremy Renner is a badass. And he was one of the Bourne characters too.
Oh, yeah, he
looks funny. Yeah, it wasn't very successful, but I loved him in it. The show we've been watching, the Squid Game Challenge. I didn't want to watch it. I was like, what are we doing here? But we actually got sucked into it right away.
Super good.
It's really fun. And I liked when they were getting ready, they thought they were doing the tug of war. So they all picked the team with the strongest guys, and they're like, ha, surprise, it's Battleship.
Yeah.
And then you
got a whole bunch of meatheads trying to be smart.
Right.
That ain't gonna work.
And yeah, we loved it because I was like, 432 was the biggest douchebag ever. And he talked about it. He played football, and I looked him up. Like, bro, you played for Clemson, he got cut. I looked him up. He got cut by Clemson, never played a single.
Google's the enemy
of
the liar.
He never played a single snap, but he was bragging about playing NCAA football. I was like, he's going to last a while because he's such a douchebag. Like, he's going to last a while because he's entertaining. But nah, he got his ass booted.
Fuck that. Well, hopefully we both got good news next time we pod.
God, I hope so.
We got to, man. We got to think positive. We got to
right.
have that Pete Carroll mentality.
That's right. Always compete.
Always compete. Oh, I like that. All right, guys. Till next time, huh?
It's like going to be the episode, always compete, and it's just Michigan.